This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. I'm a big science fiction fan, so naturally, I've enjoyed watching the progress of Elon Musk's company SpaceX as they resupply the International Space Station and recently made history by successfully landing their reusable Falcon rocket on a drone-operated ocean barge. So when SpaceX announced not too long ago that they want to put an unmanned capsule on Mars by 2018, I was like, all right. But Sam Evans Brown, host of NHPR's show Outside In, who works about 12 feet away from me, overheard my excitement, and he was like, that's not going to happen. Which is, that's pretty much how it went down, right, Sam?
Yeah. I mean, I'm as big an Elon fan as anybody, but 2018?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, what is the likelihood that SpaceX can make their 2018 Mars deadline? Well, Phil Plait is the science writer behind the Bad Astronomy blog for Slate.com, and he's here to help settle this dispute for us. Phil, how you doing?
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So before we get into the details, whose side are you on in this?
Well, I want to be careful here and ask you, you know, you guys are arguing about this. Are you arguing about SpaceX's ability to do this at all or their ability to do it in 2018? Or Sam, if he had said 2020, would you have felt better about this?
2020, you know, would definitely increase the odds. I definitely think that it's the deadline. I think he's going to blow right through that deadline.
Okay. Then I have to say that I'm probably on Sam's side.
Okay.
Now let me be careful here because, you know, you just throw this out there and if there's no background, no subtlety to the bet, you know, you got to be careful here. You know, the letter of the law is, I guess, what I'm arguing here. SpaceX, can they get to Mars? Probably. What we're talking about here is a planet that is tens of millions of kilometers away. It's a long way. And their Falcon 9 rocket, which is the rocket that they've been using now, 25 times they've launched this rocket, and they've been able to land the booster 4 times now. This is a pretty powerful machine, and it's excellent for getting things into Earth orbit. It can kind of sort of send stuff to Mars, but you're talking about an extremely small payload. You need a pretty big rocket to land a big payload on Mars. Well, SpaceX is working on that. They've got a rocket that they're almost ready to test called the Falcon Heavy. Really, it's 3 Falcon 9s strapped together. So it's got essentially 3 times the thrust of a single rocket. It's a beast. And that's what they're talking about using with their Dragon capsule. They've got an upgraded version of the capsule that they've been sending up to the space station. And that has retro rockets on it that can have it land vertically on the surface of Mars. And so technically and technologically, yeah, they can absolutely do this. The problem is they haven't tested the capsule yet. They haven't tested the Falcon 9 yet. They're planning on doing that all this year and next year. So the 2018 goal, I would say, is ambitious, to be polite. 2019, I would feel a lot more comfortable with. And 2020, yeah, I'd put $20 down. I'd put more down.
So do you think that the deadline is largely, you know, you said it's ambitious. Is it partly for the company to push towards a goal?
That could be, you know, I don't know the internal workings of SpaceX, that sort of thing. Musk does have a history of setting these pretty amazing goals. And while they get delayed, it's not necessarily his fault. Congress has cut NASA's budget to support this sort of commercial space ventures, instead putting that money towards the Space Launch System, which is NASA's internal big rocket system that they want to use to get to Mars. So this is delayed Falcon launches. It's delayed the Falcon Heavy. That's not Musk's or SpaceX's fault. So if there is a delay in this, you know, it could be due to any number of things. So the 2018 deadline, I think, like I said, that's pretty soon. They may or may not make that for any number of reasons. But, you know, give them a couple of extra years. And look, I am not betting against SpaceX.
You couldn't see, I was gesticulating wildly there as you were giving that answer, because this is exactly my argument, is that he has this history of setting these wildly ambitious goals, and yes, he gets there, but it's always late.
I don't know if it's always late. I don't know if that's necessarily
We're speaking in absolutes here, yeah.
It took a long time to get the Falcon 1 rocket, their first iteration, off the ground and up into space. Then the Falcon 9 was delayed as well, and there have been other delays. A lot of these just happen. I mean, this is nobody's done this before. No private company basically has said, yeah, we're going to start, in this case, literally from the ground up, build an entire fleet of rockets. And not only that, but do it at a fraction of the cost that other NASA contractors or other governments have been able to launch rockets into space. Pound for pound, SpaceX is doing it at a fraction of the cost. And if they can actually reuse these boosters that they've landed, they're going to save companies that want to send satellites up into orbit and all that. They're going to save tens of millions of dollars per launch. And so that's why I'm saying I wouldn't bet against SpaceX. I would bet against the deadline only because it's pretty quick. But given time, my money's on SpaceX to land on Mars before NASA does, and possibly by quite a bit of time.
It's kind of interesting to me because, you know, there's a sense that landing a capsule on Mars is this fantastic achievement, and without a doubt it is. But, you know, I mean, we've done the Curiosity rover, not SpaceX, but, you know, we've put things on Mars before. So there was this part of me when Sam and I started to get into this argument that said, well, you know, if we've done this before, I guess they are breaking new ground. It's just, it also feels like we kind of know how to get to Mars.
Yes, that's true. And again, you know, I don't want to use that voice, but you got to look at the details here. Mars is actually incredibly difficult to get to and land a probe on. Literally half the missions to Mars have failed. And it's the United States, it's NASA, that has had a pretty good record of getting there, putting things into orbit or landing on the surface. And landing on the surface is really tough. And absolutely, they've done a fantastic job with the Viking landers, Phoenix lander, the rovers up to and including Curiosity, which is a massive beast roving on the surface of Mars. That's been pretty amazing. But it's a whole different story to put people there. If you want to put people on Mars, you need supplies and equipment that adds up to many, many tons. Right now, NASA can't do that. We just don't have rockets that can do that. The Falcon Heavy with the Dragon capsule will be able to do that. It'll land multiple tons on Mars at once. And if you launch three or four or five of these missions, you can not only put those supplies there, you can have redundant supplies there, which is kind of important if you want people to live. If your lander crashes or whatever happens, you want to make sure there's a backup. And so that's what when I say that SpaceX will put this sort of thing on Mars, I think before NASA does, it's that. And in fact, Musk has said this. He wants to put people on Mars by 2024.
Speaking of tough deadlines, I'm a little...
Well, you know, I think that's a reasonable deadline. I think that's possible. You know, 2026, 27, that, you know, as soon as you push the deadline back, then it gets easier. But 2024, not out of the question.
Wait, Phil, can I make a bet with you about that one?
Well, I don't like deadlines in situations like this because you never know what's going to happen. A hurricane could come along. A single congressman can put their thumb on the scale and mess up legislation for SpaceX. So I don't like making bets on deadlines. But if it were something along the lines of, will SpaceX put a person on Mars before NASA does with the Space Launch System? Yeah, I'd put $20 on that.
Well, Phil, thanks for settling this for me. I guess my chances don't look good, but I'm going to stick with them.
Well, I don't know if it's settled. I mean, we'll see by December 31st, 2018, if he does it, right?
All right, Phil Plait, the man behind the Bad Astronomy blog at Slate, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. There's a star.